I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B-Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my home girl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is the Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, stop, mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Fridays. Man, I ain't even gonna front. I'm not even supposed to be doing the show tonight because I'm supposed to be in Fayetteville at an event. But I'm gonna do the show, then hop in my car, drive 2 hours, get there, then tomorrow I'll be good to go. I'll be chilling out with Diesel, GSM, Trick Trick, MC Shan, whole lot of other artists. Scotty Mack, IMM Radio, oh man, Big Knot, Big Gov, a whole lot of Detroit rappers. I don't know if they ready for me. Two of them already scared of me. So, you know, they came on my show and I went ahead and put it on their ass just with the wordplay. So if I scare you on my radio show, then I'm going to scare the fuck out of you in person. And I get to see Crazy Nate, and his name really, he really lives up to his name. This motherfucker was driving 100 and something miles in a 70-mile zone in Virginia. And you already know, Virginia don't even fucking play. So his ass got arrested, fucked up the trip. They'll be in North Carolina probably by the time I'm doing the show or whatever. So this is going to be, like, mad crazy or whatever. But I am so fucking turned up. After Tuesday night show, oh, my God. Like, if anybody listened, y'all already know what I'm talking about. I had to put people on mute when 50 Tyson called in because they was already starting to act ugly. Then, you know me, I did my interview. I did my thing, treated him like a normal person to me. You know, he's cool. And then afterwards, after he got off the air, Mo, I swear, is the craziest motherfucker I know. First, I don't understand how he is your friend. He is a bad influence on everything. I swear, that motherfucker had me rolling. And he also had Scotty Mack rolling. So Scotty was laughing so hard, his girl came out and was like, babe, what's wrong? That's how bad it was. Mo, you a fool for that one. Tonight's topic is, as you are always getting cheated on, is it you or is it the people you're picking? And the reason why I chose that topic is because I met a gentleman, and I kind of thought we may have had some chemistry or whatever, but it's like I listened to him talk, and it was like he was different, you know what I'm saying? He went to church on Sundays and stuff like that. I even went to church with him last Sunday. But me being the type of person that I am, I felt like I can't go to church with you and we both were in God's house listening to the word and being spiritual and then we come out of church and we fornicate. If I'm not, okay, it'd be different if we ain't going to church. If I just meet you and I'm fuck you or something like that, that's cool. But if I'm going to church with you and we're bonding and sharing God and then we come and do something, even though we sin every day, I just felt like I was playing and I was being a hypocrite. So I'm like, nah, dude, I ain't really feeling you. And then, like, speaking to him, he would be like, you know, a lot of his girlfriends cheated on him. And I'm looking like, what's wrong with you? Like, then, you know, when he not hearing what he want to hear, you know, you get an attitude. I didn't give a fuck about him being an ex-stripper. Because you didn't have a stripper body when I met you. Back then, yes, but you was a little fluffy around the midsection. And, you know, I'm trying to change my ways and, you know, give different people of different walks of life chances, but hell no. Nah. Plus, he got mad when I was like, yo, honestly, it ain't too many motherfuckers I fuck once that I want to fuck again. So I'd rather just be friends with you instead of fucking you and not fucking with you again. So he didn't understand that either. So I'm just like, what in the hell? So, you know, at the end of the day, I'm always keeping 100. I'm always keeping hot. I'm going to let you know what it is with me so you can either respect that or keep it moving. And if you keep it moving, honestly, it ain't even going to bother me because I'm used to being single. And I'll just keep, you know, fucking when I want to, use my toy when I want to, and then boom, when it's time for me to settle down, that man will come. I ain't going out looking for him. I'll go out look for a good time, have some drinks, get some food, and, you know, go to a club maybe, go to a bar, watch some games. But other than that, I ain't going to stress the bullshit. Not me, not today, not tomorrow, not ever. No. So on that note, I'm going to go ahead and start my music rotation. And let's see, what do I want to play first? Oh, my God. It's this song called Sit On My Face. I know y'all like, what the fuck? Yeah, Sit On My Face. This song is, like, really, really nice. It's like a little slow song or whatever. This is by Jay Hart, and he's out of he's out of Atlanta. This motherfucker is 6'7". Like, whoa, the dick on him. But then again, he could be like Shaq. Woo, let's not go there. Sit On My Face.
And CJ Takeover on the same mixtape. Nothing but sexual trouble.
Baby, about to be lonely, girl.
Right there, that's the way to cap off the night. So to all my freaks of the night, it's been real with y'all. But one more thing, make sure y'all be safe out there. Keep it wrapped up. Keep it smart. Keep it sexy. Chocolate love. Oh, and don't forget, follow your boy SP on Twitter at SP Music. ESPYMUSIC. I'm gonna be seeing.
Gone.
Now I always serve this chicken. Damn, playing both sides ain't the way to go. I put that mask on, they think I'm Curtis Snow.
I'm ballin' for a different team. Motherfucking Paul, no gazelle.
Yeah.
Oh, that's your girl? Well, I've been beating for a
wizard.
Beat that pussy up like tit-tit-tit-tit-tit-tit. Heard you fuck with that girl.
Yeah.
Heard you fuck with a rock. See, I be fuck with old girl. With that Magnum all on my jack.
Say,
doing hoes all on my yacht.
Yeah.
With them feds all on my block.
Yeah.
Doing hoes all on my yacht.
Hey,
with them feds all on my block. Oh, look now. Hey, what's up? How you know? And we get it and we push it and we get it. How we do it and we live it. Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up?
Bye. don't care what they got to worry about you.
My babe.
I know what I know. And all I know, is you.
I know you love me like you do. Even though I gotta move,
She like that's my babe,
She was bad back in high school,
And I'm like that's my babe,
love make it. It was puppy love, hot seats, patty cake. But now I'm the baker's man, whipping up in the kitchen trying to make a pan. Anything for some kisses from my baby man. Watch the car do the dishes, even make the bed. It's funny how the time flies when we laying there, making love to the sounds of the morning air. Reminiscing about the times that I wasn't there. Late nights had you up pulling out your hair. Read the text on my phone say you need me there. Cause this home ain't a house when I ain't here. I see your vision shorted, your point of view is clear. Love is from the heart, and home is where it lives. Without the records to hold back the benefits. So if you let it short, we can truly benefit.
I know you love me like you do. Even though I got a move,
She like that's my babe, my babe.
She was bad back in high school, second bed in my bedroom.
And I'm like that's my babe, my babe.
But your soul still loves me. Been through the pain, so the love kinda rusty. But we still together, though the trials get husky. Argue through the day, sex through the night. House for the fence, and I'm just trying to get right. Head to the sky, feet on the ground. Still acting Papa, why you stick around?
Talked about it,
you know, and he was like, he could deal with the Lit Talk Mommy stuff, but he's never seen the radio, he's never seen the site, he's never read the blog or anything like that. He was just like, you're like so beautiful, but it's like when your gut is telling you something ain't right, 9 times out of 10, you need to go with your gut, because, you know, with me, when my gut tell me something about a man, I ain't about to play no games, seeing that I've been through some crazy-ass situations before. And then he was just like, I'm not looking for a girlfriend, I'm looking for a wife. I'm like, that's nice, you know, one day I would like to see myself being a wife, but I have to get past being able to fuck you and still want to deal with you. So that's something I have to pray about, because I know at the end of the day, that's really not right, but that's me. But I'm honest about it, you know what I mean? So then when I told him about the church thing, he was like, well, marry me then. And I'm like, how can I marry you? I don't even know you. I don't even know what your sex game is like. Knowing me, I marry you, and I fuck you, and it ain't good. I'm going right back to the motherfucker that married us and tell him, yo, you got to annul this because he can't handle his business in the bed. I don't got time for all that. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, basically he was like, he can't be around me if I'm not his woman, and he can't be my friend. So my thing is, you have no rational thinking, because you have to be someone's friend before you can be anything else. If you start just fucking and then you go into a relationship and there was never a friendship foundation built, the shit ain't going to last, because y'all was on some other shit out the gate. Me, I don't got time for that. I want my man to be my friend, be my best friend, be my lover, be my man, be everything, but it's steps that you have to take. You have to crawl before you can walk, and this motherfucker was just straight trying to get on his motherfucking bike and just power drive everything. No, you can't power drive Chalk Boo-Boo. It don't work like that. Miss me with that bullshit. Can't fuck with it. So, I see Jazzy is on the line. Hey, Mama.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Girl, you missed a really good show Tuesday.
What did I miss? What happened Tuesday?
50 Tyson was on.
Okay, and that was the song we just heard, right?
Yeah, you know, he's the autistic rapper.
Right. Okay, how was the interview?
It was interesting. I hit him up and told him to call in at 10 o'clock, right? Then Scotty Mack keeps calling in because he wants to get an interview, and we're tweeting him like, okay, where are you at? He starts favoring and retweeting the tweets, telling him to call in because he's late. He calls in at 11:25.
Huh.
And I interviewed him for about 20 minutes, and then I was like, okay. But I had to put everybody on mute when he first called in, because they was like, this ain't no damn 50 Tyson. I'm like, you late. It was like, shit, this was like New Year's, ain't it? I was like, oh, God. Like, we can't do this. So, did the interview, asked him some questions. You know me, I don't care. I'm going to ask you whatever. I didn't ask anything disrespectful or anything, because me, honestly, I feel like him doing what he's doing is encouragement to other people that have disabilities, like, don't, can't nothing hold you back. You know what I mean? So I asked him what's the freakiest thing he's done. He was like, kiss a girl. And I asked him, has he, like, had his dick sucked? Do he like it? He liked it. Asked him, do he eat pussy? He's like, yes. He likes it a lot. Asked him, when he be on tour, does he get paid? He's like, yes, very much so. And I asked him, do he be fucking bitches? And he's like, he fuck every day.
Wait, you ask him, does he what now, last question?
I asked him, like, when he's on tour, do he be fucking bitches? And he'd be like, he fuck every day.
Hmm. Okay.
Then I asked him who was the hottest rapper out right now. He's like Rihanna, then Jay-Z.
He said Rihanna and Jay-Z?
Yeah. You gotta go back and listen to the interview, and then you'll be like, wow. Because my son and my dog was on my bed listening to the interview, and my 18-year-old, he only listens to my Sunday show. Because he's like, I'm too ratchet during the week. And he was rolling. He was laughing like hell. Then I asked him, was his life difficult growing up? And he was like, it was, but he stayed focused and he was a good kid. He never got in trouble. And he got his start by recording himself rapping in the bathroom and put it up on YouTube, and that's how he got his start. And then he was like, you know, 50 Cent was like one of his role models, and, you know, the girls call him 50. Because when you look at him, he does favor Mike Tyson a little bit and 50 Cent.
Hence the 50 Tyson.
Yes. And I was like, with that song, Hold You Down, I was like, I like the hook and I like the beat. And his verse wasn't that bad, but I fuck with it because I know, like, he's doing his thing. So I'm like, I'm going to put that on my mixtape.
Wow. Well, you know, confidence is the number one factor, I think, in this business. So that's it. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, at the end of the day, it's like really, it's really good. And I was just like, I was happy because I'm like, he's doing stuff that normal rappers ain't doing. You know what I'm saying? He's doing his thing and he's getting paid. Oh, Lord. Hold up. Let me see. I got a call from my hometown. Hold on. Who the hell is this? Last 24 is 0264. You live on the air.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's Young Slim, yeah.
Oh, what's up, my nigga? How you doing?
What's really good?
Everybody,
you know how deep, man.
This is Young Slim. He's a up and coming artist out of my hometown. He is doing his thing. And he hopped on this song, Which Street. He did the remix to Talk to Her. And that shit is hot. I'm going to play that for y'all. But I'm going to be doing a lot of work with him. So y'all need to be looking out for, you know, his projects to be popping up out of my timeline and for him to call and support the show. I can't even be ratchet and say nothing fucked up. I just got to show some love.
You already know.
I am curious because you are a rapper. Do you fuck a lot?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it all depends. Like, it's on the days, man. Like, I don't have it, like, just set. Like, I'm going to fuck 3 chicks today, then I'm going to fuck 6 tomorrow. It happens. It's like it's all on the feeling, just like the music, you know what I mean? So, it all depends. But, I mean, I get it in, definitely, that, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm a man first, so, you know what I mean? I'll tell. I do that, like, in my sleep.
Okay, now, the topic of the show tonight is if you're always being cheated on, do you think there's something wrong with you or the person that you're picking?
It can go both ways on that one, I think.
A lot of people were saying that because the reason why I brought that up is because I had met this dude and he was telling me his last few girlfriends cheated on him, and my gut was telling me that something was a little somewhat in right or whatever. And then I was like, damn, you know what? The way that he was acting and having attitudes and shit like that, I was like, I wonder why his girls cheat on him, because one of his exes even slept with his brother. So I was like, maybe it's him. Yeah, I'm thinking maybe it was him, but sometimes it could be the people that you pick, because you could be a nice guy and the bitch just fucking street nigga and you don't got no street in you. So she go out and get handled and then she come back. Or it could be like you could a person could be too controlling, too jealous, or they just not handling their business in the bedroom.
That's true on that subject, for real.
So has a female ever cheated on you?
Oh yeah. I've had one. You know what I'm saying? It. Like I don't really have too many plans, but yeah, I got cheated on. You know what I mean? On some trying
and
to be this shit.
How did you handle
it? I mean, it was like, at first I was mad. I was like, man, what the fuck? Because it made me feel like shit, I'm that nigga. And I already know that swag up the park. So I'm like, anyway, in the hell, I'm finna have them problems. But then after I thought about it, this shit crazy because I ain't like the feeling. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, shit, now I'm feeling like, what the fuck? How does nigga have my girl? Because I know when I get, I'm going to have all type of ways. So you know what I mean? Like, them shit running through my mind. So I'm like, there's two ways I can kill this shit. Either take my, you know what I'm saying, have my business look better, or either just don't cheat. But I, you know what I'm saying, if I don't cheat, I never had no problems. Normally, I guess they say karma's a motherfucker, so I guess that's my karma. It's coming back, hitting me or whatever.
Okay. I feel you on that. Dad, what are your thoughts on that?
You know, they say what goes around comes around. I'm a firm believer in that one. You can't be mad, though, if you're, like, definitely doing your thing. And I always say, you know, I think Betty Wright says it best, right? Because she says, even though it hurts when a man cheats, a woman can't do what a man does. You can't do what a man does, so you can't get it in the way a man does, thinking that you're doing the same thing as him because it's not the same, because a woman is different from a man. And I'm not saying it makes it right for men to cheat, but for a woman to do that puts her on a whole nother level. And, you know, it's just kind of like the code of conduct. There's just some people you just not allowed to. Like, even if you do decide to step out the box, there's just some people that are forbidden to step out the box with. And friends, associates, enemies, et cetera. Your mate is certainly one of those things that you just don't do off top.
Well, me, I ain't gonna lie. Have I cheated? Yes. You know, but that was back in the day. Now, I'm like this. I'm a free agent, so I can fuck who I want to fuck. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to say, oh, you're the only person I'm fucking or something like that. Because 9 times out of 10, like I said, and I'm praying about this, I'm just smashing you and leaving you the fuck alone. Like, we still can be cool and talk on the phone, but some people, I don't even want to talk to you no more. So, you know, it takes... It's going to take a lot for me to see somebody more than once, so I can never cheat on somebody if I'm not in a relationship with them. So, you know, have I been cheated on? Yes. My ex-husband, he was the worst. He wasn't ready to get married. He didn't want anybody to have me. So my thing was, okay, you keep doing dumb shit, I'm going to start doing me. And my mama always told me, if you're going to cheat, it's going to be better to got at home. So I felt better. Then it got to the point it was so motherfucking good that my ex-husband didn't even know that me and the person was fucking. He knew that we were friends. I had them at the card table at my best friend's house being parked fucking stage, and me and the nigga playing footsies under the table.
You so crazy.
Dangerous.
I'm just saying. You know, we're going to split up or whatever. He left, and me and the dude started kicking it hard. Then he was like, I'm coming back home. We're going to make this work. Because he seen that I wasn't fucked up because he was gone. I was doing better. So my thing is, like, If you're in a relationship and the motherfucker knows, like, if shit ain't going right and they think you're going to leave them If you weak minded, that motherfucker gonna run you over because they gonna be like, man, that bitch for that nigga without me. They gonna be kissing my ass this and the third. Let me be in a relationship with a motherfucker. He think like, oh, I'ma leave her. She gonna be fucked up. No, I'm not. Cause guess what?
Nigga, I'm finna go harder.
Gonna meet your replacement coming in. Fuck out of here.
That's real, right there. That's gonna make you go harder, yo. That foot.
Now I did hear something that she said, Chuck, when you were talking earlier about the fact that like your mate, your husband, or whoever needs to be a lot of different things because there's so much that comes into a relationship aside from just sex. Sex is great, don't get me wrong. Sex can totally be the icing on the cake. But if you don't have that other stuff, it almost sometimes makes the sex whack. Because for women, anyway, it's such an emotional connection. And that's what makes it so passionate, or that's what makes a woman want to do so much more in the bedroom because of those other connections that you have. And when you can say that you're with a person you feel like is your best friend, that is amazing. That's an amazing feeling. And I'm saying that from experience because for a long time I never had that. Even with my we started off slamming a relationship, and that's all we ever had was this relationship, and we had a lot of issues with that. But although the sex was good, there were so many other things that made it like, I don't even really want to fuck this nigga today. Like, or when we were fucking, it was kind of like I was just doing my job. Like, okay, this is my job. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. But it wasn't that intimacy, and it wasn't, like, off the charts for me. But you know, we kind of got to that place where it was like, he's my best friend. Like, I tell him everything. We can laugh. We can joke. We talk about each other. We talk about other people. Like, whatever the case may be, now when we're intimate, it's like, it's amazing.
And
I actually thought with the dude that I had went out with that it was going to be cool or whatever. But, like I said, my gut was giving me these little signs, so I'm just like, something's just not right. And, you know, like I said, I can't go to church with you. I think because like that is so disrespectful. And basically, I was like trying to just tell him, let's work on building up the friendship. And then, you know, if something happens or whatever, but he was like, he wanted everything all at once. You can't bully me into nothing because you ain't going to get shit. So, you know, I guess he thought a certain kind of way because he was like, I was like, you know, we can be friends. I hope we can continue to converse. This motherfucker's just like, I can't be around you if you ain't going to be my woman. Nigga, how about let's try to be friends and see if I even fucking like you. Like, I don't want to fuck you, and then I hurt your feelings, and your dick is whack because I'm going to tell you, and I'm not going to fuck with you on any kind of level. So I feel like you should be happy with trying to build a friendship with me because a friendship with me is more lasting than me fucking you, and I'm getting the gut, and I don't fuck with you no more.
Yeah, that's real. Because I can relate on that issue, too. Like, shit, crazy chick I was dealing with, like, on some shit, like, we were together for, like, 5 years, and then after that shit, like, I just couldn't take no more. Like, just, I was just like, she want to live. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the chick stopped working and all that shit. But she was like, me being going so heavy in the streets, I'm like, I'm not paying any really no attention because I'm moving, I'm traveling. So, like, she was always paid up. But I'm like, so let's just be friends. So it all went to that for a minute. Man, the chick stopped fucking. But I was still, you know, conversating on some of my relationships. So, like, she used to want to stop by the crib and shit and holler at a nigga, you know what I mean? Then end up being on some shit like, well, can I stay tonight? Because I'm too tired to drive back. So then I turn around and I be like, all right, you know how that shit go. My ex, you know what I mean? Nigga in there in the gym shorts, laying across the bed. She coming there, boom, it goes from there. And she started back catching feelings, but I'm like, you just said you didn't want to be in a relationship. So why are you telling people this, that, and the other? So, like, like I said, some people can't handle that, still be cool and be friends and not fucking. But everybody can't do it like that.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely not. Not if you were in a relationship first. If you just started off as cut buddies, then that's one thing. But you can't go from being in something real deep to just fucking with no feelings. Because even if she moved on and had another dude that stayed with her, and maybe he just spent the night out, she still don't catch feelings because sex is something so intimate for women. That's my personal opinion about
it. But see, the thing is crazy, though. I'm like, well, the crazy part is, I'm like, well, she just came out saying, I want to be friends. Because I'm not an argumentative person. Like, I like to laugh. Now, you know what I mean? So, like, sometimes people might say, like, you don't take it serious. Oh, I take it serious, but I can't sit there and meditate and practice that argument. You know what I mean? That right there, we ain't getting nowhere with it. So, like, it'd be situations and stuff where, like, I take it and I respond a certain way. And she reacts a certain way, but it don't be the way she want me to. So, like, after that, it's like, okay, I can't take it no more because I guess it's on some controlling shit. A nigga ain't allowed letting her control. So I just like, I thought you said we want to be friends. I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm asking her. Like, I thought you said you wanted to be friends. But at the end of the day, it was like you said, if it started out on some cut buddy shit like this, that's how it's going to end up being. But that's how most of the time it be. You meet a chick, you hardly ever really take the time out to get to know a person's color, their favorite scent, whatever. Y'all done already went to that bed. Once that bed say get in 2-3 more times after that, she like, well, that's my meat. And then they go from there to a history, and then after that, you like, man, we really never sat down and had a chance to think and know each other. Like, I don't even really know your favorite color. I don't even know your favorite scent. I just know things that you like that I've been buying lately. You know what I mean?
I mean, for me, I had a dude, and me and him, we met on MySpace. We started talking on March 19th, 2009. And he invited me out on a date. Never made the date. We started fucking. We fucked for like almost 2 years, I think. And it was like, in the beginning, I would just smash and run out. Then I started staying the night. Then I kind of started liking the dude. Then I started realizing, like, damn, there ain't no fucking intimacy in this shit. I need to move them up. And, like, he don't kiss. He don't suck my titties, right? He don't eat pussy because he pissed on a bitch who pussy stank back in the day, and that just ruined him for life. But, I mean, I'm just like, wow, nigga. Like, what the fuck do you have to bring? So, it's like, then after a while, I stopped even coming. So I'm like, you ain't got no purpose. I can't even pretend he was somebody else to come. So it's like, even now, he'll still be calling me up like, yo, what's good? I'm trying to see you. I want to hold you. Nigga, no. No. That's it. It went from great to whack. But we still friends. Right. Like, we cool and everything like that. But I'm not about to go to your house because, for one, when I have issues. So, at his house, his pillows are flat, and I have to sleep with 5 pillows because I had major surgery. So, it's certain things I have to do. I'm not about to be coming to see a nigga, and in my back seat, I got 5 pillows.
That's
right. That's true. Yeah. Then, I got to carry the motherfuckers back downstairs and put them in my car. No. The dick ain't worth me going through all the extra effort.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, you know, for me, I just feel like, well, different strokes for different folks, but I'm going to take my music break, and I guess I'm going to... It uploaded, so that means it should be
Yeah, that shit. And then, like, the talk on that topic when she was like, if y'all ain't bonding with each other, then the sex ain't over to be nothing anyway. Like, because I could feel her on that shit, too. Like, because I'm telling you, like, if it ain't good and the pockets ain't right, like, I ain't really with that right now. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
matter of fact, I'm going to take a music break, and I'll be back.
check out the lineup, and here we go. Hold on, hold on, hold on.
Street. M.O.E. Mr. Pimple Pot. I get a wet every time I talk to my guy. She talking right every time I talk to my guy. She wants a check every time I talk to my guy. I tell her bring it back every time I talk to my guy. She flipping there every time I talk to my guy. Where the money at? Every time I talk to my guy. Don't get the trap every time I talk to my guy. I'm on my way back every time I talk to my guy. I get a wet every time I talk. I beat that pussy up, I ain't gotta talk to her. Ain't gotta pull the trigger. She a murder for her. She strictly bout her business. You niggas can't afford her. Michael Kors, that's all she order. She very presidential. She like Obama's daughter. Blowing on presidential. Cause straight from California. If you ain't talking money, your language very foreign. I see the rat, her diet is far from normal. She never paid a bitch. Cause she know for scoring. I tell her bring it back. She always follow orders. If I tell her 20, expect to pay extra for it. We all in. Ain't got no time for bluffing. She got a murder purse. I pay the killing for it. We all in. Ain't got no time for bluffing. She got a murder purse. I pay the killing for it. I get her wet every time I talk to my time. She don't get right every time I talk to my time. Every time I tell her, tell my guy, I tell her bring it back. Every time I tell her, tell my guy, she flipping out. Every time I tell her, tell my guy, where the money at? Every time I tell her, tell my guy, don't mess with trap. Every time I tell her, tell my guy, I'm on my way back. Every time I tell her, tell my guy, I ain't taking back, bring it back, swap the shit. She just wanna argue, bug a bull, miss big. Close mouth, don't get fed.
Say no more.
Now they what's up.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's go then. Firehouse. bitch on a beat.
Shawty, what's up?
I say, Shawty, what's up?
You know the club, I'm in the corner of the street. So maybe we should hook up.
I say, we should hook
up. And tell your best friend that you're leaving with me.
I say, back to my house
for the after party.
Back to my house
for the after party.
Back to my house
for the after party.
Stumbled in the club late, came from trapping all day. Looking for a little play, buzzing on his tennis day. Seen shorty round the way, body like a figure eight. Sipping on some Chardonnay, or maybe it was Alizé. I really couldn't tell, cause every hit of her was rosé. Better than the mother chick, safety as she lick a lip. Caught up in the moment, in the moment, who you leaving with? My friends call me Kaz, you can call me if you need a friend. But in the meantime, the pleasure's mine, continue mingling. I got a couple friends who wouldn't mind if you bring a friend. And we gon' live it up till the sun bring the morning.
We gon' live it up till the sun bring the morning in.
You
know the club up in the corner of the street, so maybe we should hook up.
I say we should hook up.
And tell your best friend that you leave it with me.
I say back to my house
for the after party.
Back to my house.
Right season, yeah. Focus on this party, host for the evening,
yeah.
Gotta take a shot, get a body loose,
body loose.
You came and see a duck, put her on that
goose.
You know the club up in the corner of the street, so maybe we should hook up.
I say we should hook up.
And tell your best friend that you're leaving with me.
I say back to my house
for the after party.
Back to my house
for the after party.
Back to my house.
Bring that Jose absolute and hypnotic. Cause it's at the party, it's at the party. It's out in my house, it's the after party. Bring the Patron and the Goose and Bacardi. Bring that Jose absolute and hypnotic. Cause it's at the party, it's at the party.
Oh,
you know the club, I'm in the corner of the street. So maybe we should hook up.
I say we should hook up.
can really turn you down. Doing anything just to see her. Your potion's got my mind in a blur. At your beck and call, at your every word. Under your trance, I'm falling deeper. Curiosity, I'm wondering, what are your motives? I want you bad, I need you yet. And girl, you know this. That build of all that girl is poison. Poison. That girl is poison. Poison. That girl. Don't love up, never found down. Got my secrets, you're out there.
Off and then serve it up for them doing live. They coming after. after that eight ball. Weigh it up at 3-5. Get a taste of this all raw. They coming after me all night. My line is off the chain. I'm on about that chain. No, not can that jangling. I'm not about them gang. Bitch, who can see my team? That's Room Squad Mafia. We doing goddamn thing. No brakes, ho. Who stopping us? We mobsters who prosper. Eating Gobi beef and lobster. So think for you speak, ho. You dealing with some monsters. Turned up another level. I'm on 11, you on 10. It's all raw. Respect the winner and all my niggas is born to win. So take a L. Wheel of Fortune, I'm buying vibes. I buy them all. I'm damn near like 35. That's high ball. That's high ball, bitch.
Hey girl, you got that fire, so roll it up. Let's put the love in the air. Yeah, we here.
Shawty, it's been a while.
Yeah,
since I seen your face.
Roll like a Maybach. Engine louder than a motherfucking truck stop. You're fucking with a winner, baby. You're up stock. I got you cleaner than some Gucci's out the Gucci shop. I got you well kept satisfied. The type of loving that I give will make a woman cry. We pillow fight in the late night. I treat her like I'm proposing under candlelight. Giving you love and affection. I please you when you need good sexing. Break your back open, give your back shot. The way you yell and swear the neighbors better call the cops.
Fresh backwood, full of purple. Oh,
baby, get
the baby, you know how to listen. Your love got me switching.
Never been this high, I swear.
I know it's good with them red heads, Rihanna. And I'm an animal for your green iguana.
Woo.
Damn, your titties big, E Honda. I street fight a nigga for your love, cause you my woman.
Woo.
You hot, let me tell you something. Fire Marshal Bill, damn, this shit so funny. We live and live in color. What's bread without the butter? What's bread without the butter? We live and live in color.
What's bread without the butter?
Baby, your love, that it's in the love, got me switching.
Yeah, you got that 20-20-20. So girl, let's put the love in the air.
Yeah. Hey, you got that fire, so roll it up.
Hello, Ashton.
Hey, lady.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Girl, I'm good. I'm good. Debating on what the fuck I'm going to pack and take on this damn trip.
Nothing.
I have to have something on because, you know, I have to, you know, cover the little event tomorrow and whatnot. So I'm going to take a couple of things, you know, sneakers and jeans and T-shirts and, you know, something for tomorrow night. I just don't know what. And, you know, I have to represent my head game as a felony T-shirt tomorrow.
Of course.
Oh, Lord. I know people are like, what? Like, yeah. That doesn't mean I'm going to try it so you can see if it's a felony. Fuck out of here. That's for people that have been selected for that, you know, back in the day.
Right.
So,
and they just have to tell the story.
Topic is, if you're always being cheated on, is it you or the people you're picking?
Well, it's definitely both, I think. I think it's something about you that, you know, people just don't feel comfortable with and are not being upfront with. And I think it's the type of people that you attract.
True. Hold on. Big Crip is having a problem calling in, so I'm just going to call his phone, and he's just going to listen. So y'all going to hear some ringing. I hope he picks up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess he did.
Yeah.
But I guess not. He dropped. Okay. So, you know, I explained the situation to you earlier and whatnot, and I feel that it could be both. You know what I'm saying? It's like I feel like it could be a pattern inside of a person, like. If you like a whiny, complaining, and controlling type of person, then you're made to get tired of that and go find something new, find something
right.
different. And if you just ain't holding up your end of the bargain in the bedroom, then they will most definitely go find something new. I mean,
right.
I don't know. Whenever I hear a man and he talk about my last girlfriend, plural, cheated on me, I mean, me personally, me being the person I am, the first thing to come up, I was like, what the fuck did you do?
Yeah. But, you know, that could also be one of those type of people that always see themselves as the victim and will pick any little thing to consider it cheating. You know, you have some of those people that will take a situation and make it a big, grand situation when it really wasn't like that, only because, you know, they want to look like the victim or they want to glorify themselves as the good person, quote, unquote, out of the relationship.
True. But I feel like if your ex cheated on you with your brother, maybe she felt like even though y'all close, maybe he may have had a bigger package or a better package. I don't know. I mean, cause you always be like, you know, you could be dating somebody and you see the brother and be like, fuck, why didn't I talk to him first? You ain't never did that?
Yeah. Yeah, you know. I mean, there's plenty of times that I've had, like, you know, many regrets on dealing with people. And, you know, especially the ones that creep me out. Yeah.
I'd be like, look, I'd be like, I don't know. I just, sometimes I wish I could go back to being the old me, the sweet, lovable person or whatever. It's like, but it's hard. Because I feel like something has happened to turn me into such a bitch. You know what I'm saying? And I'd be like, my heart is hard.
Well, that's because you know you're probably tired of the bullshit.
Fuck yeah! I'm like, man, fuck a dude. Like, man, I'm about to make you my bitch. Isn't that what Rihanna said in her song "Birthday Cake"?
Yeah.
So I was like, that's what the fuck I'm gonna do. Like, But it's like, I don't know. I be feeling bad. I be feeling bad. And then people might be like, okay, like, has anybody cheated on me recently? Well, no. That's because, like, I'm too open-minded and I'm too real. And I'm not just going to be in a relationship with somebody. I have said this earlier, and it took me a long time to get to this place. You got to be friends, then go from friends to best friends, from best friends to lovers and all that other stuff and having all that oneness. But if you don't start friends, you're not going to get to the other stuff. You can get to the fucking, and that's all it'll be is fucking. And it never
right.
making love because you're not having feelings for that person. So, can I say that I've made love to somebody? Fuck no, because I don't love these hoes. No, I don't love
them.
But, I mean, you know, I can say that there have been a few times that I've had an intimate connection.
Okay. Well, I would like to think that I've made love. I would like to think that. And, of course, I've been, you know, I've had my share of fucking, please. But I like love. I like to be in love. I would love to settle and meet with somebody who, we share the same connection and share the same goals and build together and all that great stuff. Still have a little hope in romance. And for me, the sex is better that way. I guess being that I'm older now, meaningless sex is just not for me.
See, for me, it's like, I got it. Like, and I don't know, because I don't even have sex that often, but when I do, I'm good, so to speak. But I'm like, And I think for me, it's more the things that the person say, because they might look at a video clip or they might read a blog and, like, they have this mental picture. Then they start They start acting like what I can't stand is, if you're dealing with me, don't act like a groupie. Like, please don't be like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm chilling with Chop, blah, 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 blah. Don't do that. Because you're killing the moment right then. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I like for people not to know who the fuck I am. And then connected, then when they find out, they're like, oh, okay, like, Mr. South Carolina, he could care less or whatever, right? But I'd be like, like, and then
that's like, I'd be like, let me meet a stranger on the street. Because he'll be like, oh, you mad cool, you funny as hell. And then we can kick it and have, like, a good time, like, go watch a game or something like that. Be like, And I mean, just like, you know, with you being the co-host of the show, mad dudes come at you crazy ways, and then it be turning you off because you be like, yo, like, groupie moment.
Yeah, and it's sad because as corny as they are, I already know what it is.
And I'll be like, nigga, please. And you know what's the worst? Is when an artist is a groupie.
Well, you know what that's about. They trying to get their come up.
Man, they ain't getting no come up on me. They can get their come at me. No, they can't even do that because I don't fuck rappers. But I might change that this weekend. Hey,
What up, Shock? Was good?
I'm mad at you.
Why?
Because you was not on your best behavior on Tuesday.
On Tuesday?
Yes.
On Tuesday.
What up, Ashton?
What up?
Little nigga from Jersey. Y'all were not on y'all best behavior when 50 Tyson came on.
What did you do?
Nothing.
What did you do,
what?
Tom?
I don't know what I did. That's all I'm trying to. That's all I'm trying to find out. I'm trying to find out what we did wrong.
Oh, y'all started clowning. I had to put y'all motherfuckers on mute.
Nah, but you know what, though? That wasn't even me, though. I was just chilling because I heard a bunch of mess. I think Mo had came on, and that dude from Jersey was on, and, like, somebody else came on, and I heard all of them kept saying was, yo, I want to hear him say CC Tyson. I want to hear him say CC Tyson. I'm like, yo, what the fuck y'all talking about? And then somebody else was like, oh, y'all just want to hear that nigga talk. And I'm like, yo, I don't even know who CC Tyson is. You know what I'm saying? So my thing was like, I don't know what was going on. Then I guess homeboy finally came in, and then, like, a few minutes later after that, I clicked off or whatever. I didn't even go back and listen to the show yet.
Well, you got to go back and listen to the show. And when you go back and listen to the show from 11:30 on, you're going to be sick because your stomach is going to hurt from laughing so much.
Yeah, I know. I saw your tweet. You was like how he went in on an interview or something like that. But if you go back and listen before during the show, when I don't know homeboy from Jersey, because I know when I clicked off for the show, and when I went into my Twitter, I guess that was homeboy. Like I got like about 4 or 5 retweets or whatever from them, from whoever it was.
Scotty Mac, IMM Radio, Grindhouse or whatever, was tweeting because he thought it was you because he was listening to the interview. And then at the end, after 50 Tyson got off, Mo was talking. He thought Mo was you. And that's why you saw the tweets with your name, because Mo had us rolling because he was just like, Chop, come on, man. You know he got artistic followers. How you going to do that? Now this dude going to be going out and expecting to get his dicks up. Or when he do interviews, he going to be like, yes, I like to get my dicks up. All because you asked him. I'm like, wow.
The tweets that I wasn't getting wasn't bad. It was just like they just kept retweeting it. All these niggas is wilding out on the radio right now. Like they were just promoting that it was going down on the show.
It wasn't bad. It was just funny as fuck because Mo and the dude from Jersey was getting ready to go in because, remember, the show ends at 11:30.
Right.
He called it at 11:25.
Yeah, I remember that. He had called it right before. Right. Because you had gotten mad. You was like, yo, I sent you a text an hour and a half ago and you just now calling in and all that.
Yeah, so. And then that's when they started and somebody was like, yeah, it's more like New Year's. I'm like, oh, hell. Oh, God.
I think from Jersey said that. One of us said that. I know. It was some great clowning going on. I think I said the New Year's part. I think I said that, if I remember. I don't know. I got to go back and listen to the show. I'll do that probably later on, or I'll do that tomorrow or something.
Gonna be in a corner with tissue, crying like a motherfucker, wiping her eyes because she's laughing so hard. That was one of the best interviews and the best shows. I was like, y'all dumb. Like, I was like so ready to get off the phone. I was ready to hang up on Mo because he was making me laugh so motherfucking hard.
But why was he clowning about Sissy Tyson getting his dick sucked?
Because he was like, I asked him that. Like, you got to go back and listen to it. Like, listen to 50 talk, and then you will understand. Because I treated him like a regular artist. I didn't want to treat him like, you know, like make him feel like I was, like, being, actually, what's the word I'm looking for?
Favoritism?
Yeah, or, like, nah, I'm showing him, like, you know, special
like that.
So I had to treat him like I would a regular artist. Oh, what's the freakiest thing you ever did? You like getting your dicks up? You eat pussy? Do you fuck?
Well, you would have been Chalk Mommy if you didn't answer those questions. So it was only right.
Exactly. And it was so cute because then when, you know, he was introducing his music, he was like, yo, and shout out to Chalk Baby TV. I was like, oh, my God.
That's crazy.
That's like everybody's world. He was like, I know. He knew it was something else, but, you know, that was cute. I'm like, Chalk Baby TV. That's my little pet name for him. So I had to tweet
that. So what else is going on? What's the topic for tonight? What was the topic today?
If you're always being cheated on, is it you or the person that you pick?
What?
If you always find yourself getting cheated on, is it you? Are you doing something wrong, or is it you picking the wrong people?
Am I kicking it to the wrong people or something?
Oh, no, picking wrong people.
I don't understand this question tonight. I'm trying to. Am I always getting cheated on, or is it always kicking to the wrong people?
Yeah, no. If you find, okay, it was based on a topic from me and this dude. And I was like, if you find yourself in relationships and your partner always cheats on you, is there something you doing, or is it you're picking the wrong people to fuck with?
Okay. I would think it's got to be something that you're doing wrong, because I can understand if you was cheating on once or twice. You know, man, it happens. You know, you get into a relationship, you get cheated on. All right, fine. You would just take that as a loss. Shorty was a hoe, and she wanted to do her thing. But if you always in a relationship and it always turns to find out that they're always cheating on you or whatever, then it's something you're not doing. It's something that you got to look in the mirror and be like, well, what am I not doing? Like, it doesn't have to always necessarily be about sex. It could just be some people that cheat. I don't heard females say that, oh, a nigga cheat or a nigga ain't fun enough, you know. I know some women that be like, you know, it's not even about the sex. The sex is good, but they say, like, well, that thing, man, is too boring. He don't want to go out. He don't want to do shit. All he want to do is just sit home. And they want to hang out. They want to go places. Like, you know, it's just different places. Like you know, that's the stuff that I hear. So a lot of times if you a dude that's boring and don't want to do nothing, maybe you have to change that. You know, sometimes you have to think, like, well, maybe we should just go out this weekend. You know, because I had a homeboy like that. He never really wanted to do shit. So, like, I asked him, like, yo, so what you and your girl doing this weekend? What y'all doing? Because my thing was, I was like, you know, I came on the block with one of my female friends one time, and she was cool. She liked my people. She was like, yo, they seem mad cool. Yo, we should all hang out, like, double date or something. I'm like, all right, fine. So I called my man. I said, yo, shorty, that boy at night, she want to hang out, but she want to do, like, a double date thing. And then my man was like, I don't know if my girl want to go out. How you don't know if you ain't ask her? You know what I'm saying? And then I'll be like, yo, so what y'all be doing? He's like, no, we just be chilling in the crib. Like, y'all don't go out or nothing? You got to go out. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times, if you get cheated on too many times, or multiple times, I should say, then there's something wrong with you. It's not the person. And it can't be every time you meet somebody, it's the same thing over and over again.
I agree.
I know there's some cases where you might meet people, a guy might meet a female, and she might be into things that you're not into. Like, you know, I met a female one time, and she likes to smoke weed, she likes to drink. I don't smoke nothing. I don't drink, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, I noticed, like, she would always go to, like, hang out with her girls or maybe hang out with other niggas who smoke weed and shit. I can't do nothing. I'm not going to change to smoke weed just to spend more time with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck it. There's more pussy out here than because I don't smoke weed, so you don't want to chill with a nigga. All right, fuck it. Go chill with them niggas. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times that's what it be. It just be, you know, sometimes you're not compatible with a person. The best thing, you got to find the person that likes to do the same things you like to do. It's hard sometimes because I find myself, you know, with females, you know, chilling. Like, this one girl, she don't like sports. Like, she don't like no kind of sports. She will not watch a minute of no game, no basketball, no football. I'm like, really? Like, I'm trying to watch a basketball game. She's like, she want to watch a TV show. I'm looking at her like, man, you fucking boring. You know, and I couldn't fuck with her.
Damn.
I'm saying, if I want to watch my game as a dude, you're supposed to allow your man to watch a certain amount of sports in a week. You can't tell me you want me to come over every night, but I can't watch the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll come over, but I want to, if it's a game on that I want to watch, I want to watch the game. Then after that, it's whatever. Don't tell me, I don't like watching this shit. This shit is corny. How you watch this shit all the time, you know? So that's really what it comes down to. You know, people, and girls do the same thing. They see a dude because he might look good, drive a nice car, have a little chain, automatically want to get with him. But, yeah, after that nice car and after that money, this nigga probably a cornball. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with some chicks. Some chicks got fat ass. She got big titties. She pretty. But the bitch an airhead. You know? Or she mad ghetto or something. You know? So it could be a bunch of things.
Interesting.
Yeah, so really what it comes down to, and the problem is with a lot of people, and more younger, like, people in their 20s and shit, they always go for looks first.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of getting to know the person. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was telling this girl that one time, she's about 22, 23, she does the same thing with her. She's always having a problem with dudes where in the beginning it seems good, and then it always ends up being the same thing. So I told her, I said, well, what's your preference? And she didn't have a preference. Every time you turn around, it's always, hey, he's a pretty boy. And every time she had a problem with these dudes, she'll go, well, you know, he's a pretty boy dude. So I said, well, maybe that's your problem. Stop going for these pretty boy niggas. Find somebody that's going to be compatible with you and what you like doing. You know what I'm saying? You're going for looks, but that's all you're getting is looks. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is corny.
Now,
you know?
I'm in that category. I like a pretty boy. But I tried dating an ugly nigga, and that shit was disastrous. With him being ugly, his ugly ass couldn't do nothing but take care of home and handle his business. That ugly motherfucker put a root on me. So I'm back to my pretty boy.
Well, see, if you label a person ugly, right then and there, this shit not going to work. Because all you're going to do is keep looking at this person and say, damn, you're an ugly motherfucker. See, me,
well, no, I never... He's an ugly motherfucker. He was just not my thing happened, she was like, do not listen to me anymore. Don't even fuck with ugly people. Just stick what works for you. Because you tried this, and this is what happened. And she was just like, oh, my God. Like, And, I mean, it wasn't that bad looking because, I mean, we actually went out to the mall together, and I was seen in public with him and stuff like that. He was just, you know, not my
Yeah, but you wasn't as comfortable with him in public as you were with a pretty boy nigga. With a pretty boy nigga, you be all happy and glowing and shit like, yeah, I'm chilling with a pretty nigga.
I mean, you know what, even now, it's like, I look at men in a different way now. Like, you know, I like for you to be attractive to my eye, you know. And, of course, with me being Chag Mommy, I have to be very critical of the person that I pick that may be my person that I be seen out in public with, because my fans, supporters, and friends are going to be real critical. Even though they'll be like, oh, you know, as long as he makes you happy, be like, oh, my God, you see that nigga chocolate? She can do better. Like, guys, I know the people that's been rocking with me. Even if a motherfucker is out, be like, something is off, Ashton is going to tell me. Ashton will be like, She'll call me from her job and be like, Cause she gonna keep it hot. My kids is gonna keep it like hot grease, ma. Like for real, like. And they gonna tell a nigga. They gonna say it in front of him. Like for real, like you really gonna fuck with this clown?
See, with me, I never like to label anybody. I would say ugly. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody has something about them, and you'd be like, I mean, don't get me wrong. There are some people I just be like, there's nothing attractive about them. Like, you just be like, I can't find nothing attractive. Like, you know, some people, some females, you could look at them like, yeah, she ain't really got no ass, but she got a nice walk. Or she not that pretty, but she got some fat titty. Or she got a big ass. Or she got nice hair. Or, you know, she got nice features. Or she just real cool. Like, she's real down to earth. You know what I'm saying? So there's always, I always try to, if you're not pretty like that or whatever, I'll try to find something that I could be attractive to you by. If I can't find nothing attractive, then it's not going to work at all. But that's how I like to break it down. If you're not always going to run into a...
So, basically, if the bitch got one pretty titty that you find attractive, you can holler.
So I wouldn't say one pretty titty, but I'm just saying, though, like, I'm just talking about basic shit. Like, if she's not all that, and usually that's the first thing you look at is the face. You know what I'm saying? You look at the face, you look at the hair, you look at how she's dressing or whatever, and you take it from there. But there's some females who'd be like, she's not all that, but she got a nice body. Or she look, you know, she got nice features, she got nice hair or whatever the case may be. And you try to see where her head is at. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, don't get me wrong. I got turned off by a girl because the way she chews. Might sound fucking crazy. But, yeah, I'm dead ass serious. I met this girl, and we kicked it for a couple of days. So I said, let's go out to eat. All right, fine. Went out to eat, waited for our food. Yo, she started chewing. It feels like a fucking cow chewing. I was in awe. I was like, like, you shouldn't chew like that. And I was just so turned over by her the rest of the night. She kept asking, what's wrong? You all right? Your food not good? I'm like, my food is great. Just stop chewing.
Oh, damn. You told her just stop chewing.
I didn't tell her to stop chewing, but in the back of the mind, I really wanted to tell her that.
So why didn't you just come out and tell her?
Because I didn't want to be rude. I didn't want to fuck up her night. She seemed like she was having a good time. She was enjoying my company. I'm not an asshole. I might be a dickhead sometimes, but I'm not an asshole.
Okay, so did you get some head?
Nah, I couldn't even get hard, man. I was just turned off by her whole chewing habit. I was just like, you know, all right, you know, we chill. I took her home, and I was like, you know, I'll call you later. And I was just fucked up. And that shit turned me off. Like, it was just something about the way, and she was actually a nice girl. Like, she was pretty, she was nice. You know, we kicked it, but she started chewing her food. And like I said, as weird as it might sound, that shit turned me off.
Like me, if I was going with a dude and he started chewing like pops on the Wayne and Brothers, then guess what? It's a wrap.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just the way she, it's like, just picture a cow chewing, and that's how she was chewing.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I was that shit just fucked me up. And no lie, I was just like, I looked at her totally different. And I'm not going to sit here and say I ain't got no focus. I'm pretty sure I might have turned off a few chicks in my time. We all do. We're never going to be compatible with everybody. There's always going to be something that somebody might like, and then we might turn them off or whatever it takes and become more than others. You know what I'm saying? But this particular girl, like, yeah, that should turn me off quick. You know? So, there's some guys out there that won't talk to a girl because she smokes cigarettes. No matter how good she looks, if she smokes cigarettes, I heard guys say she look good, but she smokes cigarettes. I won't fuck with a girl who smokes cigarettes. And I was like, wow, because I've dealt with women who smoke cigarettes, but I hear some guys say if a girl smokes cigarettes, you don't care how they said a bitch could look like fucking Beyonce. If she smokes cigarettes, that's a turnoff. And I've heard dudes say that shit.
It's not ladylike, so they say.
What happened?
So I'm good.
You don't smoke cigarettes?
I don't smoke anything.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you good money. Yeah, that's true. What about you, Ashton? You ever got any good turn-offs? Liz Ashton.
I think her call dropped.
Oh, so it's just me and you and the listeners?
Yeah, just listening, which is cool because I'm about to dip anyway because I don't keep back on. Because I have to go to Fayetteville, and I haven't even packed my fucking clothes.
Oh, shit.
I know. I'm dry. They're going to see me in some fucking sweatpants and a T-shirt and a pair of matching Air Force Ones. Then tomorrow they'll see me in something else. But I gotta drive and be comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Ashton, you back on?
Yeah, I started hearing that noise. On my phone, so I was like, let me hang up.
I was trying to say, I said, when I was somebody that got turned off by some weird things or whatever, or?
I'm very finicky, of course. Like, I don't like when men bite their nails so far low it's past their fingertips. Hate that.
Right.
Hate that. Wow. I don't like men who don't take care of their feet. I really don't. If you have a problem, fix it. And you know there's certain shit that I just can't handle. Can't handle surprise handicaps.
Surprise handicap? What would be a surprise handicap?
Okay, I was traumatized. I was traumatized one time. This man was lipping. I thought he was trying to be funny, like with the Diddy Bop or whatever. And come to find out, he actually had like one leg. And he didn't tell me. He just popped it off.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Nigga fucked you with one leg?
What? He did what? And he ain't touch me with his "I'm gonna get you sucker ass." No, he ain't touch me. No, we don't do that.
He said, "Hold on, baby, I gotta take this off, baby. I'm gonna hit you real good, dog. Hold on, baby, I'm gonna adjust this right here."
He says, "Be a fence." Oof, I could not handle that at all. Like, I could understand if it's something that you told me about, but for you to just spring that on me and don't give my mind time to adjust and you know, reflect on what you're going through and allow me to be compassionate about the situation, I can't handle that.
That's why now
buddy, I could not handle that. I could not handle that one leg man just, what? The thought.
I'm not sick to you. You could have handled it.
Did y'all hear about the girl that was twerking on stage and called a miscarriage?
What?
Why would she twerk a miscarriage? Stuff like that aggravates me.
it was on Media Takeout. Some girl, a stripper, apparently she was pregnant. I don't know how many months pregnant she was, but she was on stage doing her thing, started twerking, and in the middle of her performance or whatever, she started bleeding real bad. They thought it was her period came down, but come to find out, she ended up getting a miscarriage.
Come on.
Yep.
Not even cool. Like, how you dance a baby out your ass? Like, not even cool.
Who even knows she knew she was pregnant? She might not even know she was pregnant.
She
gotta know, though.
She's a stripper who probably missed her period or... Oh, come on. Stop.
Yeah, you go on Media Takeout, it's on you.
Mm-mm. Ratchetness.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's definitely... ratchetness to the fifth power. Crazy.
I'm mad the Post and the Daily News was talking about...
the fake bags?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you purchase a fake bag and you get caught purchasing a fake bag, you're going to go to jail too now.
And it was talking about Kanye and Kim.
What they
say? Yeah, I already cheated on her or something like that. Like, there's a girl out there saying that he been fucking with her at the same time he's been fucking with Kim or some shit like that. But I wasn't following too much. I know I heard about it.
Yeah, that's what
it was. She said Chuck?
They said it was a lie.
What was a lie?
That she was messing with Kanye.
Yeah, they saying it's a lie. They saying that Kim was right there at the same concert that she talking about.
Me personally, I can give a fuck what the motherfuckers do.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. So why is it making, you know, why is it newsworthy? Like,
because they're celebrities.
We have magazines
for
that. We don't need that in the Daily News and the Post and shit.
Because they're celebrities. So when you're a celebrity, anything that you, any move you make is going to be known.
It's not newsworthy. It's internet, social media worthy or in touch worthy, but it's not Daily News Post shit. That shit is whack. I don't want to look at the newspaper for that.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't know. Fuck it. I could care less. Anytime I see like Kanye or Kim Kardashian in the picture, I just skip through that whole article because I don't need to follow. What I'm following them for?
Mm.
What they doing for me?
So what do you? What I missed? Did I miss Tone's turn off?
Yeah, I think you missed my turn off.
I'm surprised you have turn off.
We all got turn-offs.
I wouldn't know that song you had a turn-off.
Yeah.
Tell me, please.
I was saying that I had went out on a date with this girl, and when we ordered our food,
And when we got out of food, and she started chewing, and she turned me off the way she was chewing her food.
How was she chewing her?
Like a cow.
Oh.
Picture a cow chewing. Yeah, I guess she had a home training, or maybe she didn't eat in a week. I don't know. But the way she was chewing, I was just like, you know, they go, "Doc, mommy, well, did you still get your dick sucked?" Nah, I was turned off. I couldn't do nothing.
So you couldn't let her suck your dick?
Nah, I was too turned off. I was just, I mean, eating our food as much as I can, and she was asking me, like, I guess she knows the look on my face, like it was something bothering me. She thought my food wasn't good. I was like, nah, my food is good. But
it's you.
Word. And like I told Chuck, I said, afterward, I just took her home and thought I was going to call her later and shit, but I was just fucked up. I just like the way she chewed. Like, that shit turned me off. I couldn't get my dick sucked or nothing.
Oh.
I had to go home, go to sleep, sleep that one off.
Oh.
Start a whole new day
over.
Huh?
You still could have got your dick sucked.
You probably was scared she would chew it off.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Damn. That's not good.
So that's
nah,
your only
nah.
issue? If somebody's outside acting like they can't chew with their mouth full?
Yeah, I mean, it's basically somebody who can't chew, who don't know how to chew their food, and, you know, just I guess that probably is, like, the only one really that I really that I could say I was, like, turned off on. And, like, loud chicken. I can't stand loud chicken. Like, don't be loud. Like, don't be, like, you ever, like, you be online somewhere, and you always get that one person, "Oh, boy. Oh, why we got to wait so long?" Because everybody else is waiting, too. You're like, you're the only one. I hate when people do that shit.
I'll never forget. I was in the check cashing spot. Cashing a check. And my daughter, I passed my daughter the phone to her uncle. And my daughter was trying to explain something. But there was some loud-ass bitch behind us on her phone, and it broke my daughter's concentration, so she really couldn't explain herself or express herself the way she normally would. So he was like, "Mother, back the phone." So I take the phone back, and he was like, "What is she trying to say?" I was like, "You know, normally she would be able to express to you what she's talking about, but there's some loud-ass, rude-ass bitch behind me." Who broke the niece's concentration. So the whole check cashing place started laughing because they clearly understood, like, why is she the only one that got to have a loud-ass conversation?
And then my thing is that you being loud, and it's probably about nothing. It'd be about something stupid.
About,
I can't stand it. Stand
crazy,
like
and I'm
that.
Looking at her like, what, bitch? I mean, you mad loud for no reason.
Yep. Or they be on a bus. Talking mad loud. Like, nobody want to hear that conversation.
Conversation? Like, get out of here.
Yeah, that's probably. But then, like, I was telling Chalk Mommy, I said, you got a lot of guys out here. Like, I heard that there's guys, no matter how pretty a female can be, if she smokes a cigarette, that's a turnoff to a lot of guys. And I got homeboys like that. Like, they don't care how good the chick can look like Beyonce or somebody or Lisa Ray. If she puts a cigarette in her mouth, it's an automatic turn-off.
Yeah, that's true.
To me, it don't mind. I mean, I don't mind a female smoking a cigarette. I don't smoke or nothing. You know what I'm saying?
I prefer not, though.
I guess you could prefer not. I mean, it's a plus. But, I mean, like I said, I've dealt with females who smoke cigarettes and still do. You know, my thing is, like, I don't like females with a lot of makeup.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't stand females with all that damn makeup on.
Yeah, huh?
I'm kissing you. I feel like I'm tasting mascara all the whole time. Like, shit is nasty. You know? But, hey, everybody, hey, to each his own. Like I was saying, I always try to find something attractive about a person, whether they walk, their features, you know, their way of being,
or whatever. So. You know, that's it, really. So, what'd you get into tonight, Aston? Hello, anybody out here? Earth, Chalk. What are you doing? And what are you doing over there, Chalk? What the hell are you doing?
Getting my stuff together because I'm going out of town as soon as I finish the show, and I didn't pack, so I'm taking
You're going out of town? Where you going, to fucking suck this weekend?
No, I'm going to cover a Super Jam in Fayetteville.
Oh, a Super Jam?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, a Super Jam.
Oh, that's not, hold on, y'all keep talking. Hello? Ow, I
Aston,
see
you there?
Oh, cool, because I'm getting ready to finish up the show, hop in the shower, and then head out. Okie dokie. Sorry about that, y'all. Oh, these shoes are so cute. Actually, what you see me in the picture in these damn cute-ass sandals. Shout out to Shoe Dazzle for being, like, cute shoes that I barely wear, only for photo shoots, but I'm wearing these bitches tomorrow.
I don't know if she's still on. Is she still on? I don't hear her
yeah.
no more.
Oh, damn. She called from her cell phone. Yeah, she's still on.
Oh, because I don't hear her.
She keeps switching up.
There she go. What was going on your side?
Nothing. Chilling this weekend because I'm going to be working the regular job for a while. Doing a lot of overtime and whatnot, so I'm just going to be chilling.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you? Tearing up Brooklyn?
Yeah, I'm just chilling. I ain't got nothing going on.
Right.
I take it as it goes. I just got in a little while ago. That's why I called in late, because I was in the streets since about maybe like 5 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
I just got in like around 10:30. I was like, let me get myself situated and call in real quick before it got any later. I didn't know what was on or what was popping or whatever. It was nice out there tonight. It was a beautiful night out there tonight, though.
Yeah, you should make the best of it.
Yeah. So I was just out chilling, you know, just hanging out in the blocks, you know. I checked out some peoples real quick.
Yeah.
You know. And tomorrow I'll probably just be a couch potato for most of the day. I gotta go do laundry. I'll probably do that early in the morning.
Of course.
Yep. So.
What you say?
I said, if you want to come keep me company, you want to come do laundry with me. I'll holler at your boy.
That must be for all the listeners.
What?
He's trying to solicit company through the show.
Now, I'm telling you.
You ain't talking to me. You don't want to get Chris on this weekend.
Huh?
You ain't want to get Chris on this weekend.
Why not?
Because you said you broke.
Oh, yeah. I got to do laundry.
Oh, no.
I'll get pissed on one of these weekends coming soon, though, so make sure your ass is ready.
Oh. Anyway, Tone, I'm in a good mood today, so I can't even cuss you like I want.
I like when you cuss me, though.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm no good today.
You no good today?
Mm-mm.
You got some good head or something?
What? Oh, that is for me to know.
Oh, shit. I'm going to find out.
I chew on head like a cow. So, Tati, you're going to have a great time. And,
oh, trust me, I am going to be hitting you as soon as I get there, because I know you're going to be up late.
Yeah, you better, and I'm not playing.
Yeah, you need to answer your phone, too. I be trying to call your ass. It should be going to voicemail, man. You. Ooh, what are you, an hour now?
So get your ass slapped up, motherfucker, coming at me crazy because I'm my owl now. Who the fuck you think you are?
I like, now you're talking to me, baby. That I like.
Yeah, I bet. I lost this nigga mind talking to me crazy.
Mm-hmm. You said who, and I'm like, who, what are you, an owl?
Your ass beat.
Oh, well, you bring your leather belt.
You want to get beat.
Yeah, we want you to bring your leather belt. Yeah, your whip.
See, somebody needs attention.
Yes, he wants attention. Real good.
What the hell is this? Now, see, I was saying, I tried to call you a few times. Your shit was going straight to voicemail, so I didn't know if it was just something wrong with your phone or you was tied up or whatever. So that's why I was just like, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm out here in the street trying to get something done. So, yes, Chuck, definitely call me. Tone, if you have to call me too.
Yes,
I'm
I will.
Call.
Chalk, have a good weekend out there, though.
Huh? I'll be talking to y'all soon.
Yes, let me know what's happening out there.
Oh, trust me, I will, and I will be sending you pictures and posting pictures on Instagram and all that other shit that we do.
All right.
All right, y'all guys have a good night, and I love y'all.
Love
you
too.
Have a good weekend. Be safe and
travel safe.
See some men out there.
I will.
Don't get your money up so I can get more than a chicken box when I come to pee on you. Okay.
All right. Cool. No doubt.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.